This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, 12 before the hour. Welcome back, everyone. Great to be with you. We'll continue to take our look at China. In fact, in this segment, want to take a look at an apparition of the Mother of God that took place there. And again, pray for those, especially the church in China, which is being fiercely persecuted. And I try to often shine some light on the persecution that takes place over there. They've got very little regard for Christianity, for God's creation, let alone the followers of Christ. They arrest bishops in China. They jail folks for distributing Bibles. Catholics, you know, they risk their freedom to go to Mass. Can you imagine that? You want to receive our Lord today? You go there freely. Can you imagine the thought of being arrested because you go to church? So when apparitions and phenomena, including, you know, all sorts of solar miracles, occurred at a shrine there in Denglu, I thought it's a story worth telling. And of course, the government forbade further attendance. But you know, Our Lady's working in a powerful way in the Ukraine. She appeared as a towering figure, giving an important message to the people. The fall of communism there. People would come to open field shrines and visibly experience her. In China, Our Lady too came with a powerful message. And joining me today to bring us up to speed on this apparition is Michael O'Neill. He's the creator of a website that kind of chronicles, focuses on, and has tons of material on apparitions. It's called MiracleHunter.com, one of the top resources on Marian apparitions on the web. Michael, always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be with you, Drew.
Hey, fill me in. I don't know a whole lot about this particular apparition, and it's probably new to a lot of my listeners as well. Virgin Mary appearing in China. What happened and when?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for asking about this one. It's kind of a one that isn't very well known, and you have to trace it back to the year 1900. And just to give you a little bit of the background, this is when the Boxer Rebellion broke out, and there was a small village. It was a mission village founded by the Vicentian Fathers. There was about 1,000 Christians living in there. And the it was attacked by about 10,000 hostile soldiers. Well, when the town was under attack, the pastor of the village, this Father Wu, prayed for the intercession of Our Lady. And in the sky, a beautiful lady in white appeared. The soldiers began shooting senselessly into the sky, and all of a sudden, a fiery a man on a horse came running through, and that was believed to be St. Michael. And that saved the day. So basically, as a result of them being saved, the pastor pushed that a beautiful church be built on that site in her honor. And he actually got a painting of the Empress Qi Ji, the longtime ruler of the Manchu Xing dynasty. And what he did is he had an artist paint over it such that the imperial robes of the empress would show through. Now, that picture was hung in the Church of Denglu, and it became a famous spot of pilgrimage in China. The image later received quite a bit of approval and promotion as the official image of Our Lady of China. And as a result, the apparition appears to have some sort of approval as a result.
Hmm. Well, was there any message with this particular vision?
Well, there aren't many silent apparitions, but this was one of them. And it was one of these just Our Lady is there to protect us in our time of need.
What does it have in comparison to other apparitions, or is it similar to other apparitions?
Well, it is very unique in several ways. One way that it's unique is that there was a second apparition that happened almost 100 years later, or there was a claim of an apparition. Mm-hmm. So on the feast day of Our Lady of China, there were about 30,000 Catholics who gathered at the shrine. And, of course, it's sort of an unofficial celebration concerning the situation in China. And there were maybe 100 priests and bishops who were celebrating the Mass, and all of a sudden there was a cloud and a solar phenomenon that accompanied an image of Our Lady in the sky that was reported by quite a few people. So that was kind of an interesting aspect that happened afterwards. That part has no approval, but still it's an interesting addendum to the story. When you compare it to other apparitions, of course, this one comes without any message. And then you can look at the famous apparition of Our Lady of Nock in 1879 and some of these Egyptian or Coptic apparitions that you're familiar with, Drew. I know you've had them on your show, discuss them, Zaytun, and the recent one in 2009, Warak al-Hadar. There was actually an apparition in the year 2008, one that was claimed in South Ossetia, Georgia. Hmm. There was also a military-based one where in a battle between the Georgians and the Russians, Our Lady appeared in the sky, and the Georgians looked up, and they turned their heads and they ran. So wow. That's just kind of a funny one that nobody really hears too much about, but Our Lady is interceding throughout history here.
No doubt about it. I got less than a minute, Mike. That's her role, though, isn't it? Why apparitions today?
Well, apparitions today, it's the same as it's been throughout the course of history. We need the protection of our mother in our times of greatest difficulty, and she's there to be with us and bring us to our son.
Hey, Mike, always a pleasure having you here with us. That's a fascinating apparition. If anything else develops, let us know. And for more resources, people can simply go to your website there, miraclehunter.com, and just type in, I guess, Our Lady of China, and that'll come up for them.
Absolutely.
All right, and I'll link over to it as well. In fact, there is a link, Cassie just told me, my headset, at our site. Go to relevantradio.com, keyword Drew, and it'll link you right over to miraclehunter.com. I'm Drew Mariani. Got to take a short little break. We're going to be back in just about 2 minutes. Stay with us.